Figuring out who I was and finding my voice wasn't going to be easy, but I was pretty sure it was going to be a lot of fun. The scariest thing about high school? When someone breaks your heart, it's such a small place that you can't avoid them. It's ironic. The time in your life when you're least capable of managing your emotions is the same time you're locked up for 8 hours a day with the people responsible for those emotions in the first place. It was like I was living in my own personal horror film, The Rise of the Boy Who Broke My Heart. And apparently it was playing everywhere. Everywhere. Who knew this school was so small?
Me. When Maggie and I broke up, I darted around every corner like she might be waiting there to throw something at me. Luckily, she ended up being pretty cool about it.
All the same cannot be said for me.
It's hard, but it'll get better, I promise.
How soon?
Soonish. Even with Maggie, I feel like things are still loaded sometimes. Like today, Halloween was a holiday we always did together. I'm worried she might be sad.
I think she's okay. And I'm just selfishly glad I get you tonight.
Me too. I can't wait to go to Larissa's party. Thanks for asking me.